Did you know that St. Luke's University Health Network, based in the Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, has been recognized by the U.S. government as the highest performing health system in the United States for quality? You heard right. St. Luke's number one recognition affirms our status as the top leader among the most respected healthcare providers in the nation, including Houston Methodist and the Mayo Clinic. To state it simply, if you want to receive the best care when you go to a hospital, come to St. Luke's.
This is The Other Side of Midnight.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
With Walter Sterling.
When you probably should be sleeping, that's when Walter comes creeping. Just turn off the light. It's the other side of midnight. If you hear a bunch of complaining and a lot of mansplaining, your dial is set right. It's the other side of midnight. The competition hasn't got a chance when Sterling's on the air. They just go on autopilot because, let's face it, they don't care. So settle in for radio done right. It's kind of like a radio bullfight. It's Walter Sterling, all right, on the other side of midnight.
Florida stories. It's the wildest, weirdest, stupidest, grossest, funniest, sexiest stories from Florida. I'm James Parker. Florida Stories is coming up on the Red Apple Audio Networks.
Little man with big problem. Details later. The people of Walmart. Walter Sterling, the other side of midnight, Red Apple Audio Network.
Hi, I'm retired detective Vic Ferrari. And on tonight's episode of Confessions of a Retired Detective, an NYPD on-duty captain is caught on microphone bashing the New York City Mayor Mondami and the state of affairs in New York. What happens next? Coming up in moments with Walter Sterling on the other side of midnight.
And that's where I need a 10. Gentlemen, before that ends, 10 seconds before it ends, I need in my headphones 10. That's the only number I understand. I'm not one of those guys who needs 30 seconds, 20 seconds. I just need 10. I can't remember longer than 10 seconds. There's a point in life, usually when you hit 40, which I just did, that you can't remember beyond that. All right, there's Kevin Drosch. Oh, my God, I can't believe he's here tonight. He's the program director of the Red Apple Audio Networks, and he knows that this show is so revenue-driven that he wants to be here to make sure every penny is aired and that you respond, and that we get as many responders as possible. You got that? Walter Sterling. I'll have to adjust this over here. This has been going on a long time. It's been going on a very long time. The conspiracy to keep you from the truth about UFOs, UAPs, whatever that is, portals, time travel, it's been going on a very long time. And the dominant way and place where it's been going on is here on late night radio. It started here and it continues here. But what terrifies me is when I go back and I listen to radio shows from the 1950s and early 1960s, the exact same issues took place then that take place now. It's the same conversations, the same debates. Who has the UA? You got to hear this. Listen, indulge me. Listen to this for a few minutes.
Right out in writing with a nightcap banner on it.
Fine. Charles?
Major, on the business of the contact stories,
the contact
I think
stories.
The advice of the newspaper men that you consulted was probably good. And I bring up my own case very briefly to lead up to the question I want to ask you, is that years ago when the books and sightings first started coming out, I bought quite a few of them and read them and had, shall we say, an open mind on it. I don't know if I really did, but I started to get off the boat very quickly when I read stories about glowing Venusians with long hair.
Glowing Venusians.
In the sand. And
listen, he's talking about glowing Venusians. Now, when is he talking about this? In 1958, the NICAP UFO organization versus the United States Air Force on censorship of UFO information. NICAP versus the United States Air Force on censorship of UFO information. In 1958, they were arguing about how much of this information has been censored by the military. You and I are listening to the man who started this on the radio, Long John Nebel. He started it.
A few other rather, shall we say, curious incidents. And I figured, well, if the flying saucer people are like this, well, who needs them? Now, which leads up to the question is, I wonder if perhaps you as the director of NICAP, or perhaps just as Donald Kehoe, private citizen, feel that the contact stories are damaging your case.
I think they are delaying acceptance of UFO reality by most people in the United States. And I said that in a statement of policy in, I think, our second issue. I said, no matter what you believe, why don't you take it easy and let's prove that these sightings are correct. Take the most factual ones you can get, and once the newspapers buy it and the networks buy it, the individual broadcasters, nothing can stop investigation of every phase, everything, the communication claims, the contact claims, every angle of it will immediately be explored, because then it will be the biggest story they've got, and they'll jump on it. You'll have thousands of people writing and talking about it from then on. So let's get the facts in there. And that's the one thing the Air Force is worried about. They love the contact stories because it helps them to laugh it off. Now, there may be somewhere or other, there may be a guy with a contact story that is absolutely 100% true and he's being crucified. I will admit that in my books, particularly the second one, I took some cracks and I treated the subject very lightly. And if I were to write another one now, I don't know what I would do. I probably would state the NICAP policy and keep my own opinion out of it.
There it is. These shows have been on since 1958, and the tease has been continuing since 1955, since Roswell. For years, for decades, 1958, that's when that broadcast was aired, with hosted by Long John Nebel. And gentlemen, I need that screen again. It crashed, apparently. So I have it up, and I'm clicking connect. Oh, this is a very exciting radio, let me tell you. Connecting. Oh, it's connecting. Yay. Because I want to talk to you at 800-848-9222, 800-848-9222. Hi, I'm Walter Sterling. I'm here every night. I don't know why. I don't know what mistakes were made in my life or those the decision makers. But the result is that I'm here from 1 to 5 every night, Monday through Friday. The topic of UFOs. It always goes in the same circles. You ready? The circle is, did somebody see a UFO? What is the evidence that they saw a UFO? There's great evidence. Oh my gosh, this one's real. This was an Air Force pilot. What's more official than that? A local policeman. And you know that local policemen in rural communities are trained to study the skies. They're the most... Oh, that guy really didn't know. And then, did you see the colored lights over Phoenix, Arizona? The triangles over Phoenix, Arizona. Oh, my goodness. Did you see that? And wait, oh, those were actually Air Force tests. And that's how it goes. And it's been going like that since 1957, 58. I listen to radio shows from that time. They're always on at this time of night. I don't know why they're not put on at noon. I don't know. They're the best conversation to have. What are these? What are these? These are urban campfire stories. That's what they are. These are campfire stories. These are the stories you want to hear about ghosts and time travel and portals. And I love these stories. I love them. And that's why every night at 3 a.m. Eastern, we have Dave Scott, host of Spaced Out Radio, fantastic storyteller. And he's a journalist. He goes out. He actually sleeps in the woods with the hopes of bonding with what? Bigfoot. He hopes to bond with Bigfoot. Now it's gone to the next level. Now we're finally, after 1958 and 50, 60, 70 years, now we're at the next level where the President of the United States is saying, I'm going to release this information. I'm going to tell you what's going on. I'm going to share what we know. And some people might find it interesting. That's what he said. He said, well, you know, it might be interesting. Well, that doesn't sound like a hard sell to me. Does that sound like a hard sell to you? No, he does. For our president, that's pretty calm. He seems very calm about this. And I would have expected him to be way out there, very excited about it. But he I'm sure he's very excited about it. But he's not selling it. He's underselling it, which makes me suspect that he knows what he's going to present isn't going to be thrilling, that it's going to be more of the same. I believe what we're going to hear from the president is pretty much more of the same, which is more grainy black and white video, more newspaper articles that hadn't been seen since Roswell, all of that. There's nothing wrong with it, and it's exciting. We love it. But what do we want to see? What we want to see is something very different. What we want to see is, I'm just looking at something for you, ladies and gentlemen. What we want to see is, where is it? Where did I see? I have that clip of him saying. Anyway, what we want to see is, oh, our president holding the hand of an alien and saying, this is the alien that, oh, he's eternal, by the way, that made the deal with Dwight Eisenhower, which said 50,000 people a year will be abducted in exchange for them giving us anti-gravity material, anti-gravity powder, anti-gravity machines. In exchange, about 50,000 Americans a year will be abducted, probed, and then examined, and then returned. And this is the alien that promised us that. But he didn't do it. They took more people than they promised. That's why we haven't released any information about them, because they broke their deal. But now we feel it's time that he's going to live up to the deal, much like the Iranians. In fact, it's a very similar negotiation to the Iranians. This story is the never-ending story. It has gone on since at least 1950, and you could take it back to Roswell. It started at Roswell. And why did it start at Roswell? For one simple reason. The story changed. The minute you and I hear a story, and it's sort of fact-based, and then a month later, it changes. The Roswell story changed. The newspaper came out the first morning and said, we have alien bodies. We have small, odd bodies. We have spacecraft, strange spacecraft. We've taken it back to an Air Force hangar. The next day, the same newspaper said, no, it was a weather balloon. No idiot would, only an idiot would believe that was a weather balloon. Come up with a better story. Why couldn't they have come up with a better story? Psychological dissonance. Whenever there's a piece missing, whenever you and I get a story, whenever you and I have information, and there's a piece missing, we can never let it settle. That's part one. But part two, if it continues to go on with pieces missing, we start to make stuff up. We start to do what we have to do to make the story bigger or real or logical. When there's a piece missing, that's not a weather balloon. It forces us to think, well, what could it be? What could it be? We can't settle down. I shared this with you before. Absolute fact, if you're having trouble sleeping ever, focus on what you know to be true. Today is Thursday. You focus on what you know to be true. And when you focus on what you know to be true, your brain can file it and settle, and you'll go to sleep. If you imagine what you know to be true, predicting the future. I can change the past. She really loves me. I can get to second base. All of that. Well, those are lies. Can't predict the future. Can't change the past. Those are lies. And those will keep you awake. Those lies will keep you awake. That's the big challenge. I want to talk to you. 800-848-9222. I'll play you some more samples from 1958 radio, and you'll be stunned. I could be saying it today, and it's the same story. Sterling on the Red Apple Audio Networks.
The Other Side of Midnight with Walter Sterling.
The Marine Toys for Tots foster care program is bringing hope to children who need it most. Every 2 minutes, a child enters foster care, often with only a small bag of belongings. More than 400,000 children face trauma and uncertainty, many before age 8. This May, during Foster Care Awareness Month, Toys for Tots is creating Room for Joy. In 2025, nearly 375,000 children receive comfort through toys, books, and essentials, reminding them they are not alone. Donate now and change a child's life.
This is the Worldwide News Network.
Extra.
Experts say drinking a glass of water right when you wake up is good for your health. Gastroenterologists say drinking water first thing in the morning helps boost your metabolism, improve digestion, and prevent urinary tract infections. If plain water isn't enough of an appeal, you can add lemon or drink sparkling water. I'm James Flippin, and this is the Worldwide News Network.
WABC.
The 77 WABC's Staten Island Law Firm of Angiuli and Gentili Chime Time is 122. For 40 years, the Staten Island Law Firm of Angiuli and Gentili has been helping people just like you. Call 718-816-0005 or visit aglawnyc.com. The views and opinions expressed by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect the policies or positions of WABC Radio, its management, or its sponsors.
Oi! Boy, you're my best friend.
Sid and Friends in the Morning.
Thursdays are my favorite because Bill O'Reilly stops by. And Bill is amazing every week. There's not one segment on WABC that gets higher ratings than O'Reilly and Rosenberg. And, of course, just last week I was a guest on his podcast. Do it live. It's the Thursday edition of Sid and Friends in the Morning.
Listen anytime. 77WABCRadio.com and the 77WABC app. It's The Other Side of Midnight with Walter Sterling.
Walter Sterling, the biggest all-night show in American radio.
Hi, I'm retired detective Vic Ferrari. And on tonight's episode of Confessions of a Retired Detective, an NYPD on-duty captain is caught on microphone bashing the New York City Mayor Mondami and the state of affairs in New York. What happens next? Coming up in moments with Walter Sterling on the Other Side of Midnight.
Florida Stories. It's the wildest, weirdest, stupidest, grossest, funniest, sexiest stories from Florida. I'm James Parker. Florida Stories is coming up on the Red Apple Audio Networks.
Little man with big problem. Details later. The people of Walmart. Walter Sterling, the Other Side of Midnight, Red Apple Audio Network.
Midnight Misfits. Walter Sterling, the other side of midnight.
24 minutes past the hour, 24 minutes past the hour with Walter Sterling, live radio, and you and I are talking to Paul. Paul, welcome to the other side of midnight. You're in England? You're in England, Paul? Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah.
That's very exciting.
Bustling cities. I think it's important to have a bustling city like New York. And London, probably, because it shows the country is bustling with excitement and busy, and it's rich with shops and things and business. A very important factor for a country, I think, to be honest, Walter.
What city are you in?
Oh, sorry. Well, I'm in Staffordshire. I am, personally, myself. Hanley is a big place. Hanley is a big place.
Is that a seaside town?
No, it's in the Midlands town.
Is it an industrial town? Is it an industrial?
Yes, it is really. Yes, it was. years ago, potteries and coal mines and things years ago, yeah.
What do you do for a living?
At the moment, unemployed at the moment, just ill health at the moment, but getting there, you know, and whatever, but and also getting old, getting on with it as well, so, you know, just your retirement and that, whatever, for years' time, probably.
So, Paul, you're unemployed. That makes you almost identical to every other listener that listens to The Other Side of Midnight. Congratulations, you fit in.
That's great, yeah. But hopefully get a job at some point, probably for some time, you know, Walter. So keep on searching, you know.
Do you watch Doctor Who?
Yes. Indicator Gat for the last Doctor Who, the latest one, wasn't he, I think. And I'm not too sure about the new series when it comes back, I'm not too sure, to be honest.
Are you disturbed that the current Doctor Who is a black gay man?
That's right, yeah.
Does that bother you in any way?
No, it doesn't bother me at all, no. As long as the Doctor Who continues to go on for years to come, you know, it's continued generations of the Doctor Who started in 1963. I'll go on for many years, you know, because it stopped in 1989, so it could continue in 2005, and so it'll go on for years to come, hopefully, fingers crossed.
Well, David Tennant revived that series. Yeah, he made it great. He did a great job.
He was the best doctor, I reckon, David Tennant.
Do you
was.
Think he was the best doctor?
I think he was, yeah.
Who
yeah.
do you think was Tom the best Vickers, companion?
Tom Vickers is up there.
Who do you think was the best companion? Hi, I'm here. Who do you think was the best companion?
I think Rose, Betty Piper. She was good.
Yes.
And, yes. Yeah, David
Tennant. Did you ever date her as a British man? Did you date her, Paul?
Yes, probably did that, yeah.
Fantastic. Hey, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much for calling the Red Apple Audio Networks. The Other Side of Midnight, 800-848-9222. Dr. Angel, oh my God, don't you have to do like any work for your school or anything? Isn't it graduation time, Dr. Angel?
Actually, graduation is coming up very, very shortly. But the point here is I just want to say that you, each and every night, are becoming more and more interesting. Mm. And my wife, Melissa, is falling more and more deeply interested in you.
I appreciate that because my wife does not listen ever.
No, we hang on to every word of your show. Sad. We turn it on when you come on approximately 1 o'clock. And when you leave at 5, then we move on. Mm. But we listen to your show.
I appreciate that, doctor. I have an interesting challenge, you know. I have that kid with apraxia and autism, and my primary job is to get our school system to pay for her special ed at a different school. They cannot do for her what she needs in the public schools. Hope that phone gets answered soon. And do you have any advice for me? Now, last year, I got the school system to pay for her special ed school, and this year they refused.
Yeah. Well, everybody's looking at the bottom line because they really should focus in on children like your daughter and other children that have special gifts, and your daughter has a special gift.
Yes, she does.
We just need to look at it in a different way. Why they're not paying for it makes no sense to me.
No.
But I'm sure she gets the benefit of having parents that give her an environment that's very, very rich. And I'm sure she learns tremendously from you and your wife and her other siblings. So that's a plus.
Well, she's homeschooled. And that has been the best thing for her. The best thing, I was very surprised. I was very hesitant to do it because I didn't want her to think that she was Amish, but she's homeschooled now, and that's really working out well for her. Dr. Angel, I am flattered that you listen to the show. By the way, I have walk-off music that if I get a caller, not you, but if I get a caller who upsets me or isn't doing a good job, now I have music to take them off, and the music will change. Then they know it's time to be walking off. Dr. Angel, thank you very much for listening to The Other Side of Midnight with Walter Sterling. It's 30 minutes past the hour. 30 minutes past the hour. We are on great radio stations across the country like WABC in New York.
77 WABC and Bergen Newbridge Medical Center honor the life of legendary broadcaster and our friend, Ernie Anastas.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130 for an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
Where is Daredevil?
A minor. Don't miss the return of Marvel Television's Daredevil Born Again.
So what's next?
I've been liberated.
We're gonna take this city back.
Over medicated.
In an all-new season, now streaming only on Disney Plus.
They're hunting us. It's time we started hunting them.
I can work with that.
This should be tons of fun.
Marvel Television's Daredevil, Born Again, now streaming only on Disney Plus.
Tomorrow morning is knocking. Stock your fridge now. How about a creamy mocha frappuccino drink? Or a sweet vanilla? Smooth caramel, maybe. Or a white chocolate mocha. Whichever you choose, delicious coffee awaits. Find Starbucks frappuccino drinks wherever you buy your groceries.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is $2.50, so you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Midnight Misfits, Walter Sterling, the other side of midnight.
All right, there's the famous Jill Brook. Flower Power Daily. Flower Power Daily. You have got to go to her website. Jill Brook is an expert on floral trends, the great designers of floral, amazing art, and you can see a lot of it on her website. The reason I mention this isn't because of, you know, it's flowers. It's because she has taken it to the next level. Everybody loves flowers. We don't need to hear about how wonderful flowers are, but when I see it on flowerpowerdaily.com, it has taken it to the next level. And Jill Brook has announcements and information for you and me about trends in the floral industry. Hello, Jill. Welcome to the show. Oh, my God, it's spring. This is your season.
It sure is. Everything is in bloom and everybody is smiling more. And there are all these free flower shows everywhere around the country and the arts blooms. But, you know, right now, most people are thinking about Mother's Day, Walter. Are you thinking about what flowers to get your wife this weekend?
No, because she's not my mother.
Well, she's your wife. You have to get your wife and your mother flowers.
My mother's dead. My mother's dead, but I have three daughters, and it is their job to get their mother a gift.
Oh, okay. Well, somehow you negotiated that because you're such a smart guy, so it's not a surprise.
I'm a freaking genius. I'm on the radio at 1:35 in the morning. Yeah, go ahead.
But a lot of husbands on their to-do list, aside from their mother, is also their wife.
Yes.
This year, just to expect, because we all have to manage expectations and deal with the cards we're dealt, and play the best hand, that flowers, because of the war and gas prices, are going to be 10% higher than last year.
Really?
Yes.
Hey.
Yes, well, of course, because many of the great flowers, especially the roses and other flowers that we want for this season, many of them get imported, and they get imported via airplanes. However, we can be resourceful because the Midnight Misfits, we're fun, mischievous, and we are also resourceful. So it turns out that somebody who thinks they should get roses actually has a good story to buy carnations, because carnations are more inexpensive than roses and are actually more authentic to Mother's Day than roses. Do you want to know why, Walter?
Absolutely. That's amazing. I didn't know that. Go ahead.
Well, Anna Jarvis, who created the holiday in the early 1900s to honor mothers based on her mother who had passed away, saying there should be a day that honors all the work that mothers do every day, and there should be a day just to acknowledge her, Her mother's favorite flower was, drumroll please, the carnation, and particularly a white carnation.
Wow.
So when she was launching it, it was white carnations. And then Florist Review Magazine, where I also work, you know, and I'm a columnist, they supported the idea. And then years later, here's a fun little tidbit. Years later, Anna Jarvis was really annoyed and felt that Mother's Day had gotten too commercial and regretted that she had launched it. But in her later years, and here is where the interesting part comes, she couldn't afford her health care. And guess who helped fund it? It was Florist, who, thanks to her, because it's like Mother's Day is the Oscars in the flower world, because right. It's the one day that actually has the most sales for flowers. And so it's a nice full circle about Mother's Day.
It's very sweet that they did that, and it was sweet that they were even aware of her condition and her difficulties. That really is fascinating. Jill, besides carnations, is there anything I can go for that's an acceptable flower that is not a rose? Because a rose, I could get filet mignon or a rose.
That's an interesting analogy. But
yeah.
Yes, and roses actually usually are for passion, but especially red ones. So you definitely don't get red, but you could certainly get pink and yellow for appreciation. But let us think about three flowers that I always suggest getting. Hydrangeas is the flower of gratitude. And that we have surrogate mothers, people who are motherly to us, who we want to send appreciation for. And Mother's Day is a great day to do that. We encourage it. And so hydrangeas for an aunt, for a stepmother, is saying, you know, you may not be my biological mother, but I acknowledge and see you for all that you do for me. And this is, you know, my recognition of gratitude. And a lot of the, you know, you can get a hydrangea plant in any supermarket, and they're under $20. So it's a lovely gift, and everything is packaging, you know. So you get the plant, and then you write a nice note. And the nice note, of course, is always remembered and valued. And as far as other flowers for mama, who may have more expectations, you know, a lot of greenery, and you can get tulips, which are all still in season right now. And I know they're $8.99 in a lot of supermarkets. But of course, when you are not near where your mother lives, then that requires for you to send flowers. And that's the local florist wherever your mother lives. And, you know, that becomes more pricey. So even like the FTD and Urban Stems, it's, you know, all these other, you know, delivery flowers, you know, organizations and companies, you know, they'll say on the website, oh, it's only $76. But just remember that delivery charges are what get you, and they're often $20. So it becomes far more expensive. But you can think ahead, and I always say mama's worth it because flowers make people happy.
Talk again about the auxiliary mothers that you refer to. This is absolutely brilliant. Explain that again. Last year you talked about it, and I went, wow, that is really smart. Talk about that some more.
Okay, well, think about Mother's Day is, you know, people who have extended kindness to you. Like, there are many people that don't have children in our families or extended families. You may have an aunt that was very significant. You may have had an aunt who made you feel special, who made you feel seen, who saw something in you and encouraged you, or took you to a ballet class, or took you to baseball because your mother couldn't do it. We all, you know, it takes a village, as Hillary Clinton once famously said, to, you know, create family ecosystems. So who else is in your world that has been motherly? And what is the word motherly? It means, you know, showing love and, you know, interest. And I think these people also don't expect it. And they appreciate it, you know, immensely. And because a lot of times, you know, I always say a flower power daily. And on our Instagram, we do, you know, our Instagram is fabulous, flower power daily. And what we also point out is that no act of kindness is ever wasted. Now, let's say you are on a budget, which we all are right now, most people. You know, I also always recommend getting bud vases, because bud vases are very inexpensive and you can just put a little greenery and one or two flowers and literally present it to someone and just say, you know, this is an appreciation for all you do for me. And, you know,
absolutely.
You know, it's loving it forward.
Right. No, that's loving it forward. Oh, my God. You could make a whole line of greeting cards with that name, Loving It Forward. You better trademark that right away, Jill Brooke. That is really sharp. That's really good. Flower Power Daily, the creator, the executive editor of flowerpowerdaily.com is Jill Brooke. Always fun to have Jill Brooke on The Other Side of Midnight with Walter Sterling. And you at 800-848-9222. 43 past the hour. There's Martin. Martin, welcome to The Other Side of Midnight. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Walter.
Hello,
so,
Martin.
That's very interesting about the flowers. I didn't realize there's so many different meanings to flowers. I want to say Happy Mother's Day.
Philip, welcome to The Other Side of Midnight at 800-848-9222. Hi, Philip.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Walter.
Yes, Philip, you're on the air.
Music.
You're on the air.
Your favorite song.
Philip, do you have the radio on?
No.
Good. Okay, so let's talk. What's going on, Philip?
What is your favorite song?
What is my favorite song?
Correct.
It changes. It changes over time.
That's fair.
I think the most beautiful rock and roll song that was ever created, and I have to be in the mood to listen to it, but every time I listen to it, I go, whoa. And it was Today by the Jefferson Airplane. Today by the Jefferson Airplane is an astonishing song. How about you, Philip? How about you, Philip? It's worth hearing.
My favorite song is Ride Out the Storm, Turn to Jesus.
I appreciate the call, Philip. Thank you very much. 800-848-9222 with Silas on Long Island. Welcome to the big show. Hi.
Yeah, I'd like to speak about one that Mandami is not a fool. You know, a guy who doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing.
And I think... There's never any judgment to it because we're talking about decades of frustration, and people want to know that life is going to be different moving forward.
How have you been reimbursed for not having a heater for the last 3 years? My heater, no stove, no refrigerator.
I don't think he's a fool, Silas. I think he's wrong.
He's wrong, and he's cunning. If you run away from a burning house, you will save yourself, but that house will burn down. But if you stand and fight that fire, you may end up saving it. And that's what he's trying to do, run all the brain power and the money out of New York so that he can tear it down.
And then what? And then, stop. After he tears it down, what does he want to do then?
Oh, the communism and socialism. Name me one place they didn't tear it down. Look what Hitler did to Germany. They're simply foolish, and they will tear it down. This ridiculous hatred of Jews is, think of this, if all of the people who were killed in Germany, all of the brain power, how much further mankind would have been with all of that brain power and what it could invent. It's just like if aliens truly do reach here, they will be very friendly because they would have had the brains to have gotten this far. They will. It's just like if we got to another life form, we wouldn't want to destroy them. We'd want to show them our technology. And that's what someone from outer space who actually could reach here. They had the brain power. And if mankind had enough sense to reject Hitler, Pol Pot, all of them, all of that brain power that was destroyed by these idiots.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
Would have been creating.
Silas,
all of that brain power that would be creating right now.
You're absolutely right. I've often thought about, oh my God, look at who they killed. They killed some of the greatest intellectuals in the world in history. And the few who got away, they came here and built rockets and atomic bombs. The brain power that was sitting there and destroyed is tragic. And I like to put in perspective, I'm going to tell you two quick things, Silas, that I repeat about once a month because it puts it in perspective. It's very easy to talk about the Holocaust, horrible, but that's an abstract. That's too big. You and I cannot envision 6 million people being murdered. I make it smaller, and you go, oh my gosh, here's the smaller, Silas. When the Jews were rounded up from the ghettos and put on the trains, when they were put on the trains to Auschwitz and the other concentration camps, they had to pay for a ticket. $6 for an adult, $3 for a kid, babies were free. But they had to buy the ticket to get on those trains. Their last pennies were to buy tickets to get on the train where they were told, you're going to go east. You're going to be repopulated on the east. It'll be wonderful. Get on the train at $6. They had to pay to get on the freaking train. And then the other image is those were the lucky Jews. They went into boxcars. There were Jews who were put on flatbed coal cars in February, open coal cars in 20-degree weather, no roof, nothing, and they had to stand body to body to body and taken to their deaths. That is why, no matter what, for the rest of my life, I will never tolerate one word against Jews or Israel or anything in support of Palestine. Thank you for the call, Silas. Thank you very much for being a Midnight Misfit on the other side of midnight with Walter Sterling at 800-848-9222, Red Apple Audio Networks.
The Other Side of Midnight with Walter Sterling.
Summer is calling, and your favorite artists are at Wolf Trap. Tickets on sale at wolftrap.org.
Memorial Day weekend is almost here, and it's time to kick summer off right. When I'm getting ready for the first big weekend of summer, Total Wine & More is my go-to, especially when I'm firing up the grill with family. I'll grab some refreshing beers, easy-to-drink wines, and some hard seltzers for the cooler. And with everything that goes into summer, it's nice knowing you're getting the lowest prices. Total Wine & More, your Memorial Day made easy. Shop Total Wine & More in-store or online. Spirits not sold in Virginia or North Carolina. Drink responsibly. Must be 21.
The Other Side of Midnight with Walter Sterling.
Red Apple Audio.
UFO.
Cults. Aliens.
Societies.
Sterling Secrets.
Are you really in the Dominican Republic, Al? Are you actually in the Dominican Republic, Al?
I'm in Santo Domingo, and I listen to you almost every night on iHeartRadio.
I think you're a brilliant man. What do you do in the Dominican Republic? What do you do?
So I'm the debate coach in a private school. I also teach English in some other schools.
What a perfect medium for you talk radio, a debate coach. I have total respect for you. You teach those kids how to debate. They can stand on their feet, talk to anybody one-on-one. Best course you could possibly take along with typing.
I agree. I really called up because you were speaking about flowers. And when I was in New York, you know, I'm from New York, I was NYPD. I was actually a lieutenant in narcotics back in the 90s.
Wow.
And but I would always take vacation days around Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, and Easter. And I had a little side gig. I sold flowers, roses, teddy bears. And being you were speaking about flowers before, I wanted to explain that there are certain cities along the Great Lakes, like Buffalo, Detroit, Cleveland, that have the holiday called Sweetest Day, and nobody else in America knows about it. But on Sweetest Day in these cities, you would go out and buy flowers or a gift for someone, and you would give it to them, and it doesn't have to be a sweetheart. It doesn't have to be your mom. What it would be for is maybe somebody lent you money as a young man, and you created a business with that, and you're forever happy. And you bring the person a gift, flowers or something, for every Sweetest Day. And that's a real holiday in America that most Americans don't know about. And it follows all the cities along the Great Lakes, which I thought was amazing.
That is amazing. And what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to give somebody who's helped you or been kind to you flowers? Is that's the appropriate gift? Is there a particular type of flower you're supposed to give?
There's not a particular type of flower, and it does not have to be a flower. It could be a cologne. It could be a perfume. It could be a book. But a lot of times it's flowers. And, yes, you would give that to people on Sweetest Day. And hopefully you get some calls from people along the Great Lakes, and they confirm this, because I had gone up there and watched Sweetest Day because I kind of didn't believe it. And while I would sell Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, and Easter, I was always looking for an extra holiday to sell. And I went up there and witnessed Sweetest Day.
I appreciate the call, Al. That's really interesting. That I love when you and I talk and I learn something. It's the best part of the job. I'm Walter Sterling. Good evening. I have an email address. It's walter.sterling@wabcradio. And here's what the president said about releasing more information on the UFOs.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two questions for you. First, on the topic of space, do you have an update on the UFO files and when we're going to be seeing those?
Well, I think we're going to be releasing as much as we can in the near future for some reason. And I guess it's just a reason that's been in the minds of people for a long time. And that is such, they want to find out about the UFOs and anything having to do with UFO or related material. And we're going to be releasing a lot of things from that we have. And I think some of it's going to be very interesting to people. I've interviewed people, my first term primarily, but I interviewed some pilots, very solid people. And they said they saw things that you wouldn't believe. So you're going to be reading about it.
Either he's underselling it, so our expectations aren't too high, or he doesn't think it's too exciting. He's never been a UFO guy. He's not Bill Clinton, who used to talk about UFOs all the time and then say there's nothing there. And then his vice president used to say, we've explored it, Clinton's vice president, we've explored it and there's nothing there. Also could be said of him. The challenge for me, Walter Sterling, the challenge for me is that this conversation has gone on since the early 1950s, and it's the same cyclical conversation. Who saw a UFO? Where'd they see the UFO? Oh, that wasn't real. Oh, there was one where somebody touched the UFO and letters appeared in their brain and has haunted them ever since. And, oh, by the way, that guy's crazy anyway. Every single really UFO sort of thing at some point is debunked, and then a new one crops up and we have to explore it and debate it. But it's the same things. Is a portal, a triangular UFO, guy comes down, silver hair, glowing bodies, Venusians. These are Venusians. And it's the same stories. I'd like to hear a little truth. I'd like to know if anything actually happened or if this is the result of the sightings feeding themselves. When you only get partial truth, when you only get a little truth, but it's appealing, or there's a tiny fact in there, we go digging around for more facts. We go looking for more information. That's who we are. That's our brain. That's who we are. 800-848-9222. Walter Sterling looks forward to talking with you at 800-848-9222. The Other Side of Midnight, Red Apple Audio Networks.